Yeah, thank you very much. When it comes to the campaign is called Promise for Better South Sudan. And this campaign comes as a result of the recent clear timeline by a ECOWAS Council of Ministers for the resume of South Sudan peace revitalization process in Addis. And as an organization, we feel this chance will be the last chance for asking our leaders of the warring parties to give chance for peace. And that's why the campaign is urging them that at their capacity as the leaders of the warring parties, can they compromise for better South Sudan? Because violence is taking us back, and violence is drilling development, and violence is giving us no any chance of progress, whether at personal level or at institutional level, as being civil society or being as a government institutions or being as a community. So we're asking them, this time, can they compromise for peace? Because peace has its price. And normally the price of peace is that you have to compromise for something. You can't win everything at the same time.
What do you think are the issues at stake as the parties prepare for this round of the revitalization forum?
Three main issues. One, it is the formula of forming a government. And the three forms of the government, being it executive or legislative, that there's a total disagreement over there. And the formulas that they have are really conflicting formulas. Opposition is looking for lean government, while government is saying that we can't go lean because it's a transitional period, let's expand. So these are clashing formulas for forming a government. And the other thing is also the formation of the security sector, and specifically the National Army. What should we do in building National Army? That's another issue. That is a sticking issue. Then the third sticking issue, it is what is the priority that we should pick up with. Though I know in revitalization, the mandate of the government of national unity was agreed upon, but these are sticking issues. So they're drilling and they're really, really delaying making peace prevail in South Sudan so that we can take our personal responsibility with the resources that we have to develop the society of South Sudan.
What are the kind of compromises that you think could usher this country to a better state as they prepare to go for the second round of the revitalization forum? What can be the compromises that can really usher the country into a better state?
The compromises are mainly one. Let them agree on a middle ground formula for forming a government. So at least if they agree upon the formation of a government, that is a very key milestone for making peace to prevail in South Sudan. And specifically, in relation to the parliament, let them reach a middle ground on the parliament. That's the compromise that we're looking at, is that one side has to lose somewhere and have to gain somewhere. One side can't win everything as a whole. So that's what we're calling them for. In terms of the National Army, there's a formula that it has existed in the world in other countries that we can borrow that can fit into our context in building a National Army. But other thing also we're calling them, we are in a transition period. The praise of transition period should be taken serious by them. It's not something for long term. It's something for short term that may end up with elections where citizens will decide on the government that they want to take the nation ahead in the future.
Concerns have been raised about the time being short. What can you say about these concerns?
Honestly, if we have the will for peace and if we have the will to stop violence, I think even 1 hour we can draw consensus. That's one thing that I'm going to say. Yes, we have seen 2 weeks or we have seen almost 11 days last time. We couldn't make anything. We almost wasted 2 days only on one particular praise. 5 days may not be enough. It's a short time. And the experience of last phase of the revitalization forum that we attended. But I think if we are serious and we are committed to peace, even 2 days is enough. It's a matter of reaching consensus in a day that this is the formula and we should use this formula to build up the government and to build up the state of South Sudan. We want from now for the period of a transition, then we end up with elections where citizens will decide. So I think the question of timeline, it's a question of will. Do we have the will to make peace prevail in the country?
Lastly, last week the Minister of Information cautioned civil society against involvement in politics. As a renowned civil society, does this worry you?
This really disturbs us as we hear a generic statement on civil society, that civil society is now involved in politics. The question is, as leaders of civil society, are we citizens or we are not citizens? Do we have the right to question people who are in public offices on our behalf in a very genuine, in a very non-confrontational manner? Do we have that right, as the Constitution have enshrined those obligations and duties and responsibilities for us as a citizen to contribute in the building the state we are? We are questioning from a non-violent, from an aggressive, from undermining. What we are calling from a very honorable, active way that as leaders of in the government, as the leaders of the warring parties, give peace chance, make peace prevail. Thus, that means politics. And I'm quite sure that civil society, some of us, we are not neutral. We may have political affiliation, but there's a need for us also to question and to be specific that those who have political affiliations should somehow stand on the middle ground of standing on behalf of the citizens. But that disturbs us because it's a generic statement, and we feel a bit disturbed that a civil society will now be leveled. And my brother, the experience is this. If civil society issues statements that favors the government, opposition say you have been bought by the government. If the civil society made a statement that favors opposition, government will level us, we are now opposition allies. This is a situation we're facing in Addis. And as a citizens, should we remain quiet and not contributing to the process of building our state of South Sudan? That's a disturbing position that we're in now.
Anything that you want to add?
I think we have a very simple request. Can our leaders, both in the government, in their armed groups that are in the confrontation, now that are driving the violence, can they stop the violence? Can they opt to a non-violent approach to resolve out their differences? Secondly, can they see the ongoing violence consequences on the citizens, on the state of South Sudan, that a rich country, we are calling them, if they need power, can power be transferred in a peaceful and honorable manner? That's the appeal we have for them. As their citizens, as their voters, we are ready to vote as they can bring for us a very peaceful and non-violent and democratic election. We can decide. Can they stop violence? That's our appeal.